cold outside. Must be time for a coffee and a biscuit and to sit down and take a listen to the Fireflies in a minute. I'll give Lee a ring. We're going to give Lee a ring, give him a chat, let him have a chat and tell us more about the Fireflies, whose excellent brand new album we've got with us in front of us at the moment, Better to Burn Out. The DJs have been playing lots and lots of tracks off that over the last couple of weeks. They are going to be doing a live gig next Saturday night, and Lee will tell you more about that in a minute. And I'll be playing Dear Emily, and we'll be picking one of Lee's out as well to see which one he likes.
Hello?
Hi, Lee. It's Tony at Radio Xanadu. How the hell are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Just a quick call. We want a quick chat and tell us a bit more about the Fireflies, where you started, where you're up to and what the hell you're doing over the next couple of weeks, where you're playing over the next couple of weeks as well. It'd be nice to know. And a bit more insight into this brand new album, Better to Burn Out.
Right, okay. No worries.
So, in your own time, take it away.
Right, okay, well, we formed probably about 4 years ago now. Just the ashes of the band for Warped that we kicked about in for a couple of years. So it was like the three of us, and then our rhythm guitar player on the way. Kind of set about doing like a load of demos and playing, you know, up and down the UK, really. Just at the, you know, the toilet circuit kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then decided to, I mean, it was last summer now, we decided to get enough money together to, you know, download, you know, record. So we did that, and we decided to release it on our own record label through iTunes. You know, and obviously the response has been quite good to the record so far. Obviously, with your good sales playing it, which is, you know, it's pretty amazing that you guys are, you know, plugging the album and playing.
Well, we're more than happy to play it. We're quite impressed with the album, and we will at all times promote local bands anyway. But sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good, sometimes they're fairly mediocre. This is an absolute outstanding album. I'm very impressed. Was it recorded locally, Lee?
Yeah, we actually recorded it at Whitby Studios in Ellesmere Port.
Oh, so it is. It's very local then to...
Yeah, it is. It really is. That's the kind of theme of the Firefly, you know, kind of keeping it local and kind of helping everyone out that's ever helped us, you know? So,
yeah.
But yeah, I think it's Ian Davies, the guy who produced it, with a young lad called...
Yeah, I know Ian quite well.
Yeah, a young lad called Tom Wild kind of engineered it as well.
Yeah.
We basically spent about, I think we spent about 5 days recording and mixing the album. So it was recorded really, really quickly because we'd already demoed it.
So you banged this out in 5 days?
Yeah, 5 days. I think it came to totally 52 hours. That's
bloody
like
hell, that is really impressive. What's your favourite track off the album, Lee?
My favourite track, Dear Emily, actually, which is something
it's only me picked up on that here. I think it just reminds me of something else. Did you have any influences on the likes of Dear Emily?
The influence that really was kind of Dire Straits. That might sound crazy, but I think the world's forgotten about who Dire Straits actually were. They were like one of the best bands ever, and I think I was trying to keep the guitar and the sound of the kind of like chord progressions really, really simple with like no distortion. So that was kind of a big influence. Martin Offler, really, for that one.
Which
you don't hear many people saying these days.
I think, to be honest, you're saying about Dire Straits and people have forgotten about them. I think it just became sort of cool to make sure they were uncool and nobody liked them anymore. And a lot of the bands and a lot of the musicians nowadays have gone that way. And it's cool to be uncool, sort of thing. I don't think you've ever heard the last of them. I think they will be back in the next couple of years. And I can hear in most of this album a lot of different influences. Like you say, Dire Straits, I can hear a little bit of Floyd in there. Not a lot, but a little bit. But I can also hear some sort of like rock and roll stuff as well from years gone by.
Well, there's a lot of blues influences on the album, really, you know, kind of dating back to things, you know, listening to like a little bit like Buddy Holly, that kind of thing, which again sounds a bit crazy, but you know, it's kind of stuff I was listening to, getting really influenced by before we recorded the album.
Yeah, well, it kind of works because it stood the test of time from the late 50s, early 60s,
really,
and it has stood the test of time. And I think one of the reasons was that the influence of music from then, I mean, we talk about dance music and rock music now, and oh, it's not the same as then. It is the same as then, because it's just evolving and evolving and so on and so forth. And our kids, and then their kids, will all be listening to new stuff, and we'll be going, not the same as the old days. And the old days will be now, sort of thing, you know?
It's like the zeitgeist. I mean, we tried to keep away from the band sounding like it was from today. So hopefully, you know, however the career pans out for the band in the next couple of years, I mean, the album could probably still sound as 10 years time, or obviously it could sound like it actually was from today. But we've kind of gone away from sounding like all the kind of posy bands, or the bands who were trying to like be gimmick influenced that are around today, we just kind of keep the roots of it. The very roots really are kind of like the Who and Zeppelin, really, and like
of
Queen,
of course,
and like influences. Because obviously in 50 years time people are going to still be listening to the Stones, the Who, although I don't think the Fireflies, but certainly they're going to be listening to, you know, the likes.
Well, hopefully you'll be doing something.
Well, who knows? Yeah, I
mean, you never know.
Ready to go. We should be getting the studio in April or May. Hopefully, we've got 10 tracks ready for the next one. So
you write all your own stuff.
Yeah, I write it all lyrics and music. I basically kind of just write everything on acoustic guitar, and then I'll present it to the guys when we have a practice, and they'll obviously come up with their input then.
Yeah, and they'll say that's crap, you were pissed when you wrote that.
Yeah, exactly.
I get the same here, you can't do that, you can't say that, you can't play this, you just get on with it. So your favourite one is Dear Emily, which is also my favourite one as well.
That's brilliant.
Getting some feedback off this system at the moment. It's not you, it's actually us. Just getting some buzzing and flaming around with it. I don't know why. Something to do with one of the leads. So, next Saturday night, you've got a live gig next Saturday night. Tell us where it is.
Big one. Yeah, it's at the, it's unconventional. It's at the Holiday Inn in Runcorn on Wood Lane. We're basically hosting a kind of like rock against racism kind of night. It's not themed as such, but there is kind of like, you know, we are going to be, you know, saying some things like that. We've basically got... Well, of course, yeah. I feel today a lot of issues that maybe bands would talk about in maybe the 60s and the 70s don't really get addressed anymore. It's all about who's got the most money and who's the best looking now, really.
Well, of course it is. The rock against racism thing is something that I do support, and I will continue to support quite seriously, because it's something, to my mind, it's something that the racism side of it is... I don't know how you'd put it. It's by minority, small-minded people.
That really never
travel outside their own comfort zone.
Yeah,
that never travel around the world, and find out when they do travel around the world that everyone is all the same. We're all working for a living. We all look after our families. We all work towards the end of the week. So
it doesn't matter what race or creed, you know, we're all the same. And these narrow-minded bigots that are around, and they, you know, they think it's hilarious, you know, basically. But
it's not, you know, and it needs stamping out very, very quickly.
It really does. It's a very serious issue, and it's hard to believe that it still exists in 2010. You know, it's mad that it's still a problem now. You know,
in seven, 8 weeks' time, I'm going to be a minority. I'm going to be sitting on a beach in Jamaica. There is absolutely, it's just so laid back that there doesn't seem to be any of that there at all. You know, everybody just gets along and does what they're doing. All races, all colours, all creeds. And that's the way it should be around the world. Anyway, Lee, so next Saturday night is the Holiday Inn in Runcorn. It's Rock Against Racism. There's yourselves and there's a poet on as well.
Yes, it's actually Patrick Jones, Welsh poet and playwright. He's actually the brother of the Manic Street Preachers, Nicky Wyatt.
That's right, yeah.
He's very much an established artist in his own right.
Yeah, he is. I've heard of him.
His latest CD, Tongues for Stammering Time, is really thought-provoking. It's kind of an eyes-wide-open thing, you know, basically loads of different things that, you know, need to be raised. So he's very much a mouthpiece for a generation, really, much like his brother.
Yeah.
But obviously doing it through poetry. So I think he's on, I think, before us, not too sure yet. And there's also a support band called Soundproof, who are like a local band who are just, I think they've not done many gigs yet, but they're really keen to kind of like spread the word and that. So well, it's really good.
If they've got a CD, then I'll be more than happy to play it. If you give them the mention, tell them where we are, and drop me a line, I'll certainly play some of the stuff for them. More than happy to do that. Anyway, have a great night. Tickets are £6, by the way, aren't they?
Tickets are £6, or it's £7 on the door. If anyone wants tickets, they can just email on fireflies.co.uk or
take a look on Facebook.
Yeah, take a look on Facebook. There's plenty of information over there, and obviously the email, then we can post tickets out, or people can meet us there for tickets so they don't have to pay the extra. Again, but it's quite a nominal low price, really, with it being £6-7.
Well, it's not bad, is it, really, for a night out?
You've got, it should be good. And I hear it's a cheap bar as well.
Oh, well, that's even more interesting. I might just try and get the night off myself.
Well, there's free tickets for you and Roy and the rest of the guys.
Roy's actually going to come down with his girlfriend, Debs. They're going to be there to see you. I, unfortunately, won't be because I'm working in Manchester on Saturday nights, and it's one of those very, very busy things that I can't walk away from at the moment. So hopefully I'll get down to one of the gigs if you're doing a Friday or a Sunday somewhere. Or a midweek gig and come down and see you. Anyway, Lee, it's been fantastic talking to you. I'm going to play Dear Emily, which is my favourite on the album.
And
the lads will continue playing your stuff as well. We'll get you down over the next couple of weeks with a guitar and have a play around and see where we get up to.
Brilliant. Really appreciate all the work you guys are doing. It's absolutely
amazing. You're more than welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure for us to play the album as well. Thanks to Lee from the Fireflies. We'll speak to him soon and we'll play Dear Emily right now. Bye-bye, Lee.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Didn't see anyone at all. family.
Sorry, I was on the phone. Van Halen right now at Xanadu. Why can't this be love? That's money.